Order, order.
We've hardly had an election and the National Party won a long tea break.
New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters complaining about the long summer holiday for MPs after Parliament adjourns for nearly 2 months, from December the 11th through to February the 10th. While other party leaders thank the government for setting up next year's sitting programme so far in advance, Mr Peters used his 5 minutes to get stuck in.
We've got a housing crisis, we've got an export decline crisis, we've got a debt that's going up 7 times that which they inherited, and they want to have a holiday and escape scrutiny in this House. They should be here all the way 24th of December. I know they're tired. They look tired. In fact, they're so tired they run out of ideas. But there's no reason why they should have a long tea break when the public wants some fundamental issues to be decided.
After using up his full 5 minutes, Mr Peters led his party in voting against the government sitting programme, their 11 votes overwhelmed by the 110 of all other parties. Earlier, questions about the extent of New Zealand's involvement in the current conflict in Iraq were answered for the Prime Minister by his Minister of Defence, Gerry Brownlee.
On behalf of the Prime Minister, yesterday I ruled out sending SAS or any troops into combat roles in Iraq, and I do not see that changing.
Among questions for the Defence Minister was this one from his Labour shadow.
The Honourable Phil Goddard.
Will this guarantee be more permanent than his last guarantee when he previously ruled out the SAS going to Iraq in any capacity on the 16th of June of this year, only to reverse that position on the 20th of October after the election, saying that the SAS going there was definitely an option?
He tells lies.
Order. Honourable Gerry Brownlee.
Mr Speaker, on behalf of the Prime Minister, the Cabinet determined on Monday of this week a decision which was that we would engage in the fight against ISIS on 4 aspects, diplomacy, intelligence, humanitarian aid and capacity building for Iraqi forces if requested by the Iraqi government.
And that if allowed Mr Brownlee to slip off the hook of this question from the Greens' Kennedy Graham.
Will he rule out any possibility that military training by New Zealand forces in Iraq, in the event it occurs, will escalate into active combat there?
Honourable Gerry Brownlee, on behalf of the Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, on behalf of the Prime Minister, given that the government has not made its decision yet about what type, if at all, of capacity building we may engage in, the question put by the member is entirely hypothetical.
Defence Minister Gerry Brownlee, now from the Chamber to the committee rooms, and this report from Rhys Lyon.
After a demotion last year, former Cabinet Minister Judith Collins is now sitting on the Transport and Industrial Relations Committee, which today heard submissions on the Health and Safety Reform Bill. The bill seeks to increase penalties for company directors found liable for workplace accidents. Ms Collins took the opportunity to question submitter Paul Mackay of Business New Zealand about the scope of the bill.
How would you see this bill if it went through in its current form, working in industries which are inherently dangerous? Because I've had a couple of company directors advise me that if this bill goes through in its current form, that they will resign as directors because they are very concerned that they're not out on the fishing boats, they can't actually dictate how things are operating, and that they are very concerned that they will end up becoming criminally liable.
Paul Mackay said those concerns stemmed from a lack of clarity in the bill.
The idea of the director on the fishing boat, that is particularly pertinent, because you don't expect the director of Sanford's or Sea Lords to be out there on the boat on the fish deck. If the director can satisfy and show that they've satisfied themselves, that ought to deal with it. But that is not clear in the way it works in the bill.
I think it's not actually clear at the moment. So if we could make that clear, I think there would be reasonable support for that. To make it very clear, because, I mean, it is ridiculous to have people criminally liable for stuff like that.
Ms Collins also raised questions about how the bill could affect police.
We had an issue in 2008 in my electorate in Randwick Park where police did not go into a liquor store where Mr Singh had been shot for health and safety reasons, and he ended up bleeding to death. we wanted to make sure that we never had that situation happen again. So is this the sort of thing that might happen after this bill comes through?
That's a particularly interesting example. There will always be the events on the ground consideration of this thing as well, and I think the bill is constructed to allow that. The officers on that particular day weren't equipped at the moment they arrived to deal with...
I must say they've had an excellent police minister after that who made sure they did get equipped.
Government Transport and Industrial Relations Committee member Judith Collins.
That report from Rhys Lyon. Parliament's adjourned for a fortnight, back on November the 25th. I'm Tom Frewen, and this programme is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.